Mick Jagger, in his own words. Radio Newsreel, BBC Radio, 25th July, 1964.
What happened? Was it something that developed quickly?
Well, it seemed to develop over the second half an hour show that we did. You know, you could see it always building up, you know, this tension with these blokes who seem to be getting drunker and drunker and sort of more violent all the time.
And then how did it reach crisis point?
Well, some of them, there was about, wasn't more than 20 or something, who really started it off, you know. They sort of pushed their way to the front, right, so pushing girls out of the way in doing it. I saw some girls who were sort of punched in the stomach and kneed in the stomach. You know, it was really violent and horrible. I never seen anything like it. And they got right up to the front of the stage and started sort of yelling and swearing at us and throwing sort of bottles and things at us and spitting. You know, and then we were pulled off. They just got mad and mad. We were pulled off.
Were any of you actually hit by the articles that were thrown?
Yeah, I think Brian was hit by a bottle that hit him in the face, but it wasn't very badly injured.
Was this a case of pop fans letting their enthusiasm get out of hand, or was it just an unruly element?
No, it was just a case of about 20 people really getting drunk and just out for violence, honestly. It wasn't pop fans at all. They were just drunken louts in a ballroom.
Now, you made your getaway and left your equipment behind, I think. What happened to it?
They got smashed up, unfortunately, but...
Are you at all shaken by your experience?
Yeah, I was a bit shaken last night. I never have been before, but I was...